With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Midwest is being hit with multiple tornadoes. A large tornado was reported in Omaha, Nebraska Thursday night. Another reported about 60 miles away in Essex, Iowa. The National Weather Service says severe storms in the area could produce hail that's 3 inches in diameter. No immediate reports of injuries. In Puerto Rico, a power outage leaves most of the island in the dark ahead of Easter weekend.
More than 1.4 million clients, the island's entirety, were left without power, and more than 400,000 others were left without water. And people wondered, again? Because the last time there was a massive blackout was just less than 5 months ago, on New Year's Eve. A growing number of Puerto Ricans have called on Governor Jennifer Gonzalez to cancel the contracts of Luma Energy, which oversees transmission and distribution on the island, and of Genera PR, which oversees generation. The governor has promised to select a company before summer. Officials have already warned there's not sufficient generation for summer.
Also at SRNNews.com, Belize Police Commissioner Chester Williams says that a man from the U.S. hijacked a small plane in the country.
This morning, the police received information that there was a Tropic Air plane that departed the Corozal Municipal Airstrip. And shortly after taking off from the airstrip, the plane was hijacked by a passenger on board who has been identified as one Akin Yela Taylor, who is a U.S. national, apparently is a veteran as well.
Audio courtesy Channel 7 Belize. Luigi Mangione now officially charged with murdering UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. This is SRN News. The White House is taking on Ivy League schools over anti-Semitism.
Several large universities have been targeted in the Trump administration's aggressive crackdown against campus anti-Semitism. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt describes the effort as common sense.
Jewish American students, or students of any faith, should not be illegally harassed and targeted on our nation's college campuses.
Harvard University is the first school to openly defy the Trump administration's demands for sweeping changes, citing its constitutional rights. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference is applauding Governor Mike Huckabee's confirmation as U.S. ambassador to Israel. Conference President Reverend Samuel Rodriguez describes Huckabee as a defender of life and liberty and a prophetic voice for his generation. The group is the largest Latino Christian network in America, representing millions of Christians. This is SRN News. A federal judge permanently struck down an Ohio law that would have required kids and teenagers under the age of 16 to get parental consent to use social media apps.
The decision comes in a lawsuit filed by NetChoice, a trade group representing TikTok, Meta, and other major tech companies. The organization's complaint argued that the law unconstitutionally impedes free speech and is overly broad and vague. The state contends the law is needed to protect children from the harms of social media. And a spokesperson for Republican Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost said they're still determining their next steps. John Scott reporting.
A resentencing hearing for Eric and Lyle Menendez is being postponed indefinitely. Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Michael Jessic scheduled a May 9th motions hearing when attorneys can talk about admissibility of a state parole board risk assessment report. More details at SRNNews.com.